It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Michigan's Republican primary is February 28th. Governor Rick Snyder today issued his endorsement of Mitt Romney. Joining us are Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Now, Susan, Governor Snyder again endorsed Mitt Romney today. Does that endorsement help Mitt Romney? Does it shift people who were on the fence, perhaps?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure that it moves a lot of people. You know, Rick Snyder has enjoyed a lot of support with the Republican Party, but among the voters that Romney really needs to persuade are kind of the big Tea Party activists, the religious right activists, and that's not exactly Snyder's base of support. So it'll be interesting to see if this moves anyone.
Ken, you endorsed Mitt Romney in 2008. Is candidate Romney of 2008 the same candidate we're seeing now?
Oh, I think there's a difference. I think this time around he's had tailor his message far more to appeal to conservatives than he did 4 years ago. And if you remember, 4 years ago he was running really against John McCain, and John McCain had his own challenges with conservative activists in the Republican Party. McCain was viewed as a maverick, and so Romney really at that point wasn't the target, if you will, of accusations or questions that whether he was conservative enough. McCain took all of that. So he is a different candidate, at least in that sense. He's really had to hone his message to answer that criticism and accusation, or at least question.
As we head into the Michigan primary, the auto bailout has come up quite a bit. What role might that play in the way the primary turns out?
Well, I was at the Santorum event in Detroit today, and he's really trying to draw a distinction with Mitt Romney and argue that his position is ideologically consistent because he opposed both the Wall Street bailout and the auto bailout, whereas Romney did support the Wall Street bailout. I do think that The Republican position being so strongly against the auto bailout will probably come back to haunt them in the general, at least in our state and possibly in the Midwest.
Ken, what role might Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul play in this Michigan primary?
Well, that's a good question. It's a provocative question. I think the thing to look at with a Gingrich and a Ron Paul is, if they stay in and keep doing well, they basically can prevent either a Mitt Romney or a Rick Santorum from having anywhere close to 50% of the national delegates at the end of the day.
Now, if we look at the whole field, who do you think, and there'll be 11 names on the Republican ballot, but who do you think will appeal to Michigan Republican voters?
This primary, and I don't mean Michigan, I mean the Republican nomination generally, is so volatile, and it seems to change state by state. I mean, Rick Santorum in South Carolina came in a distant third with 17%. In Florida, he came in a distant third with 13%. He then proceeds to win Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri, and all of a sudden he's leading in the Michigan polls. So I just think anybody who hazards a prediction about the results of the Michigan primary here in a couple weeks is really on some pretty thin ice. It's just an extremely volatile, and in that sense, I think somewhat unusual primary season for the Republicans.
Susan, what are your thoughts?
I have to say I will be very surprised if Romney does not win Michigan. He has such a huge financial advantage, not just with his campaign, but with independent political action committees who already are up with huge ad buys here. I just don't see how Santorum can compete. And even though, you know, it is striking, but at the moment Santorum is leading in the last five polls, there are still so many undecided viewers out there. And I tend to think that support is pretty soft. I think it's much more of an anti-Romney vote than a pro-Santorum vote, and I just think in the end that Romney will carry his home state just like he did 4 years ago.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.